All right, I think we're going to get started.
Yeah!
Welcome to Comic-Con 2011. For the Hasbro brand team, we're going to be taking you through an awesome Transformers presentation. At least I think it's awesome. Hopefully you do too. And we're going to be showing some cool stuff. And we might have a special guest star. And we will have some time for Q&A at the end, all right? So let's get started. My name is Jerry Dubois.
I'm in marketing.
Hey guys, how you going? Sarah Carroll. David Kunitz, design. Joshua Lamb. Joe Kai. Hayao Nishimoto. So 2011 is the most expansive year ever for Transformers, and as you look at the booth of what you see down there, it's amazing to look at as we get, you know, obviously Transformers Dark of the Moon, Transformers Prime, the amazing show on the Hub. Yes!
Yeah!
We've got Creo coming out, the Transformers Rescue Bots, so we'll talk some great stuff about the Transformers. Yes! So, Creo, coming out this summer, as you can see, get your Creons down. We've got some great product in Creo, all, you know, tons of great characters from the Transformers world, and obviously the Creons coming out with all the greatest characters. Make sure you stop by the booth and get your Creon free figure after the panel presentation. So tons of collectible Creons, great looking figures. In the line, 28 Creons in the launch line, and just great different products, all the different price points. So, fantastic to see all this world of building and construction come together, and Transformers, and what a great way to launch with the Transformers brand. You guys excited about Creo?
Yeah! Woo!
Rescue Box! So, we've got some of our four favorite characters in Rescue Box. And tons of great product coming out this fall for all our little Transformers fans, our youngest fans. I'm sure we all have fans of this age that will be coming. That's just great product. So great, kind of simple transformation. Great way to introduce the younger kids into this into the Transformers world. And what better way than Optimus Prime Rescue Bots Group? Rescue Rye. Oh. A bit, one of those. Oh, no, that's a cool idea. So Transformers. So it's like the, we want to talk about finish up 2011. In Generations, in our last wave of 2011, we have Junkie coming out in the deluxe scale. Junkie on character. Cool. We have Sky Shadow coming out. This is our last wave of Generations. So we're going to show you kind of the end of this year, a little sneak peek of 2012. We also have our Nerf Barricade Optimus Prime, Comic-Con exclusive with a great artwork on it. So check it out down at the Hasbro Toy Shop. Just a fantastic look to the Nerf Barricade toy. Also, stop by our booth. Oh, who is that playing that guitar? What a Transformers Fernandez guitar. Stop by our booth, go to Nuclear Blast Records booth, and sign up to win. But this is only for Comic-Con, so somebody's going to put their name in and going to win this guitar. It's one of a kind. So very cool inspiration from our for Transformers. So let's get into Dark of the Moon. Obviously, everybody see the movie? Yeah. Epic movie. It was awesome. The last couple waves, things that we couldn't even show at BotCon yet because the movie hadn't released. And we've got this wave here, haven't seen the Air Raid that's coming out, Lux Wave 5, Armor Top Spin coming out as well, and Dark Steel. So some very cool deluxe characters in our Wave 5, and in our, we have one last wave coming out, our Wave 6, introducing Soundwave.
Oh!
Is a satellite dish.
we've got Leader Quick to Ironhide, which is also down the case as well. So make sure you stop by and see a very cool toy. Ultimate Optimus Prime is coming out on August 1st. And if you want to buy it early, go to Hasbro Toy Shop. We have a very cool Optimus Prime with in his trailer mode, exclusive to Comic-Con.
Just to show you, just to let you guys know, to open it up, watch this open up. Very important. Something like that. Pull it open. So it's a real nice packaging here, nice material, but it's just awesome. And it slides out that way. You can take it out, look at it, and put it back inside.
All in or down. All in or down. Make sure you drop the prime rubber hat. So Human Alliance, as we see, the Humanoids via Roadbuster, Sergeant Recon coming out, and we also have Sound. This is a new reveal as well.
He comes with both Mr. Gould and Lazy.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know why we can't. Couldn't have shown it at Fox.
Yeah, it was a great, great reveal in the movie. So next up is Cyberverse, and as we look to collect our world of Cyberverse, we have a Soundwave coming out in Wave 4 in his Mercedes style. We also have our action sets of Shockwave with his fusion tank in Wave 3, and also Ratchet from the Revolver. And also the Arc coming out this fall as well. He transforms from a robot or to a vehicle into kind of a
Yeah, this was my master project. That's why I ended up the Cyberverse one. It comes with older. You've seen the movie when Optimus and Ratchet go to the moon. You see three lunar rovers. One of them is the design that Wolver is, and the other two are the action set that Ratchet.
Toys for Us, we have our Mission Earth kind of trans scan. Everybody like these?
Yes.
We also have Masterpiece Rodimus.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
At Target, we have some of our cyberglyphic type of transformers from our Unlock the Secrets. We also have Leadfoot in our Human Alliance. And we also have Twin Twist in Leadfoot.
This is a Target exclusive. The Leadfoot figure has this nice big belly and a prominent cargo with our Target logo right on his chest.
At Walmart, we have our Optimus Prime Deluxe Optimus Prime coming out. It's out right now. We also have Bumblebee and Sideswipe with the numbered version. And at Amazon this October, we have Unicron. So anyone who hasn't seen this yet, come down to the booth and check it out. This is inspired off the original movie from 1986. So that leads us into Prime. I presume everyone's watching the show. Everyone likes the show. Awesome. Let's look at the toy. So we've got Cliff Jumper.
Whoa.
The Viacon. First time we've seen this in vehicle and robot. And also our Terracon Cliff Jumper. Everyone's favorite zombie. He's our version of the Walking Dead. Voyager Prime. And Bulkhead as well. Joe, any?
Let's jump into this Bulkhead. Transformation to go from both that vehicle, which is, you know, pretty kind of nice and tight and compact, as being from a product standpoint, to either that massive vehicle with all the panels of how they ship, absolutely works. It's one of my favorite ones in the final.
And it's still matching animation somehow.
It's amazing.
We have our entertainment pack coming out with Optimus Prime and Megatron in the deluxe scale, and our three favorite hero characters from the show. And at Comic-Con, we have our Optimus Prime Matrix, where if anyone wants to wear the Matrix of leadership around the con, you can. You too can be the leader of the Autobots.
You get a nice magnet.
I want to see someone doing this weekend, so that exciting. Okay, so let's look at, we wanted to, as a background event for anyone there, I recognize the new attendees, we showed a little bit of sneak peek for 12, and this got a great reaction from the fans, and we wanted to show you some things for 12 that are all Prime-based characters, and we'll take you through.
And again, for those of you who are at BotCon, we had asked, no photography. I will say this, you guys were incredible. Nobody took photography, nobody put the stuff up. So the flip side, now you may do photography, so you can put it up all you want.
Yay!
So we have Legion RC, the Cyberverse scale.
And these are prototypes, these are work in progress that we're doing right now. Literally, some of the stuff that you see up here is fresh from emails from yesterday. So this is as we're working on process.
Wheeljack comes with his two swords, his stick on his back. And this shows the concept for the Prime Cyberverse Legion figures. They each come with a small handheld energon weapon.
One weapon, not one.
Yes. And they can attach in either in robot mode or in vehicle mode at various attack points. And you can also combine the weapons.
Commander Ironhide and Commander Scale.
The concept for the Commanders is that they come with two energon weapons that are usually signature to them. So Ironhide gets his cannons. And they also have translucent pieces in their chest and their body so that you can either hold them up to a light for light piping or they can interact with some other products.
I just want to jump in to that. We know from sales that you guys love these, so I'll just say that. The Cyberverse line has been very well for us. One thing that's great is, for those of you who haven't gotten into the Cyberverse yet, the articulation is phenomenal. I mean, they really are. Our goal is to design, a smaller scale action figure that you can transform quickly and get into battle. And the cool thing is, they are action figures. So they have the joints. You can move them around, like knees and legs, elbow joints, shoulders. And they're just a great action.
So the other questions we got too was, well, this scale, would you go into vehicles, would you do other things like that? Well, maybe. We're working on a vehicle. This is Wheeljack's spaceship, that you can actually put the Wheeljack figure into the ship.
Good, next thing. This is a work in progress. That was kind of first spread work. This is now a little more refined. You see that it has some transformation to it. Here's our model. There it is when it transforms. The vehicle actually opens up. The cool thing about the Cyberverse characters is you can get so many because of the price point. These vehicles are designed to carry a lot of characters. So this one right here, you can get three characters on the outside. You can put a character on the inside so they can all come into battle together. There's lights in this vehicle. You can actually take those light, there's a light socket you can actually pull out of the vehicle, plug into the back of the Commander figures, and the Commander figures will actually light up as energon.
You can also attach any of the energon weapons, and they'll also light up.
Yeah, so it has a regular mode and a battle mode. You guys like this?
Yeah!
Then we'll do a few more. Going into Deluxe, we have Soundwave, and we have a few, we wanted to show you some of the kind of progression of Soundwave.
There's the model, fully working model.
And final decoration. So you want to talk about laser beams?
Yeah, laser beam does attach from his chest and transforms similar to the animation model. And you can clip right onto the sound waves on.
Sound waves vehicle form.
Yeah.
We also have Knockout.
Yeah. Oh.
Nice. Hey, what's up on Knockout?
We like Knockout.
Knockout is a great form. Really look at his vehicle or his robot form. So another character too, we have Wheeljack in our deluxe scale. So this picture here shows kind of an early drawing of how it could transform.
Yeah, it's just as they're being worked out, the team between Hasbro and Takara, work closely together, coming up with a new innovative transformation, how you want things to work properly, where all the pieces go. So obviously these are, incredibly detailed. But the goal is to make a unique new transformation each time. And so you can see this as part of the thought process of those doing that.
This is like one of the first hand sketches you'll see. So it's when we're sending emails back and forth and you see, okay, this is how it could transform. This is what you see, and kind of you can go from there. And as Wheeljack starts developing, two cool swords, and then final deck of stage, you can see that G1 inspiration here, and a great prime looking wheeljack. There's his vehicle form, and the Titan's tusks. Wait, in case anybody gets in his way. So we also have Skyquake as well. Jet form, very cool robot form. This is the Voyager price point, so it's traditionally around, suggested retail around $19.99. And then we have our Voyager structure. This is again early. If you look at early sketch of how it's going to actually transform and some of the early days for it.
Yeah, this is just, again, the Linux transformation. Again, looking to transform it in a unique new way. And
the Voyager feature line up.
It's hard to tell in this version, but the idea is that the wrist will be lighting up also with Energon. The light transfers through into the character. Energon.
Do you guys like seeing that stuff?
Yeah.
That's a little more of a sneak peek for 12. We wanted to bring up, we have a special guest with us, and we're really honored to have him with us today. And we want to introduce Mr. Mark Woodbury, who is the president of Universal Creative, can come up and talk about Ryan.
Cameron on
Megatron
2012, that will happen. If you have a picture for the town of the birds, then what are moving pictures for?
We also wanted to thank you. Thank you, Mark. That was unbelievable. Is everybody excited to ride the ride? So, of course, gotta do some toys based on you guys, right? So we got the Brady Back character coming out. We're gonna do them in Legion scale and Cyberverse. This is an image, early gray model of both this vehicle and robot, and then also in deluxe scale as well. Cool?
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. So, we want to do some Q&A. We've got good 15, 20 minutes, so we can answer any questions. Came out tremendous. We were really excited by the fan reaction. So it's we definitely know there's a lot of desire for more War for Cybertron type toys out there. So,
is that a yes? A no?
We're all smiling up here. So.
Thank you.
Definitely not a no.
I don't know what the situation was in the rest of the country, but at least up here in Southern California, between the release of the Dark of the Moon toys, there was a wave of generations that basically got lost with Warpath and all the toys of that wave. Will there be a reship or an online availability? Because paying $40 for a $10 toy, even something that's really low down, doesn't really look much.
No, we hear you. There was some Reveal the Shield, like last waves.
Yeah, a lot of that got lost. There was some really great stuff in there that would be nice to see.
Yeah, we're working on, we hear you, we saw a lot of that on the message boards. Because of when Dark of the Moon, just the way retail shipments come in, that those last waves of the Reveal the Shield and that Generations wave there got cut off. So it was out there in limited supply. So we're looking at how we can possibly re-release and get out to the marketplace, because we realize there's a big demand for that. So
And then I guess my other question, in Transformers Prime, will there be any combiners?
Well, are you sticking around for the next panel?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's a great question for...
Ask it again.
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Insist on it.
Hi, I was wondering, are there any plans to make a Generation 1-esque Shockwave in the Generations line anytime soon, or Soundwave, either in Generations line?
Yeah!
Woo! In a Generation 1 type.
In G1 styling? Not right now. We do realize that both those characters are tremendously popular, especially when you see, like, you know, even just like how they were reimagined in the movie in their new stylings. But we, you know, right now focus on with the movie stylings. As far as coming up with, you know, in the future, definitely keep that in mind. So they're two great characters to utilize.
So once all the movie toys are kind of done, then you can focus more on Generations, right?
Yeah, we'll go into kind of a cycle where, much like in 2010, where you go into a cycle of we call it non-movie year in there, where it's post Dark of the Moon. So we can, you know, as we got Prime, the Prime show with all the Prime toys coming out, and then also with Generations as well.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
You kind of showed the end of the Dark of the Moon line, but there's still kind of a lot of characters from the movie that could be done, like Brains, or like the easy repaint is like a pink Bumblebee, or maybe even just a Ferrari, you know? Mm-hmm. Is there any plans to expand the Dark of the Moon, or is that it?
That's the current line, the Resto line for 2011. We have a few plans for spring 2012 that we haven't revealed yet, that we weren't quite ready to reveal today. So, but a lot of, you know, after, you know, as we see those characters and how cool they are in the movie and how the fans have reacted to some of those characters, there's definitely some possibility for them.
I'd also like to point out that if you made a leader class movie in the Brains, you have life-size Transformers.
That'd be pretty cool.
I was wondering, with Ultimate Prime for Dark of the Moon, how come his forearms are so hibbly and blocky?
I'll leave that to the design.
You mean the inner robot or the outer robot?
Inner.
The inner robot, the arms are heavy and blocky. Quite a design challenge to create a smooth armor for a robot that still retains the posability. So there are some compromises that happen.
Another question. Optimus always seems to look the same in every incarnation, but the other characters, like Ironhide, he always looks different. Like the Unicron trilogy, he looks completely different from G1, and in the movie, he looks completely different from his previous incarnation. Why do all the other characters not look like their previous incarnations?
That's a good question. That's something that comes up quite a bit as we're always reimagining, redesigning, or relooking at the Transformers. I mean, it goes both ways. Some characters like Optimus, you know, like they're so iconic, you know, the brand that, you know, everyone in Japan knows who that is. And other characters, you know, a lot of us know who they are, but it's always fun to go in and kind of mix those up and change them around and do something different. So it's just kind of a way to keep them, keep creative and be fresh with our approach. And, you know, I think the Optimus Prime thing has gone through evolutions, and we'll probably go through evolutions in the future. So, yeah, it just keeps the brand fresh. Is that a good answer?
Yeah.
Cool costume, too.
All right, well, first off, I want to say thank you all for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
And I'm actually looking into getting the code design myself, looking into going to August College. I was wondering if you guys have any tips, pointers?
Come talk to us after the panel.
Oh, we'll do.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, I'm also
going
to talk about the Beast Wars series. And
be available in retail, or will it be exclusive to the gift shop that the ride will inevitably drop you in?
It will be.
It's true.
It'll be in both. It'll be in the cool gift shop. but also at mainline retail as well. So both.
Thank you.
I'd like to know, will there be another Transformer movie, or is that it for three of them?
As with Dark of the Moon coming out, it's obviously a tremendous movie, and with the first three movies there all being tremendous movies, there's no announcements of a next movie. It'd be exciting if there was, so we'll all stay tuned.
Where's your hope, so? That'd be rough.
Would you like, what, people want to see another movie? All right.
Okay, we'll go. Thank you.
I just want to say that Human Alliance Way is fantastic.
Thank you.
Two quick questions. A, what is the estimated shelf date for the Soundwave? And B, are you guys at all considering doing more redeco refreshes of, say, Barricade or Jazz or Mudflap? If you guys recently released Skids and a darker version of Bumblebee in Human Alliance Line, are you guys all considering doing any redeco re-releases of, say, Barricade or Jazz or Mudflap?
We don't have that plan for Human Alliance right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, I'm really getting this out of this room for this question, but what happened to Power Park Liners? What happened to that last wave? What, we still can't find a Brimstone, or we can't still find Brimstone, so. Like, I know you guys have some plans for, I think you guys discussed at BotCon where you guys said that you guys do plan on taking the remaining waves of the classics and review the shields and put them in some like things like Ross and stuff like that. Like, what about Power Core Combiners? Like, what's the fate of that?
I think similar to the question before, you know, that we realized since earlier this year, those last waves that may have not gotten out to retail or that were in limited shipment, that we are looking at a possible plan of how to re-release those in the market. We realize there's a lot of fans that would like to see those last waves, including the Power Core Combiner.
So, all right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, I thought of one more. I really
played Drift and the comic-inspired Thunderwing from Generations. I was wondering if there are any more plans for toys from the IDW comics, say a Sonic Tank Blaster or the new design for Springer or Cybertronian Rat, anything like that, along those lines. Or new Dinobots, maybe.
My question is for anyone on the panel, is there a favorite character that you have not gotten the design for that you would like to see fit into any one of the product lines? I love Swerve.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
you guys are great. Enjoy the show. Come down to the panel.